Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about how spaciousness can reduce anxiety and stress. I've been feeling like I wanted more spaciousness myself recently. Things have been cluttered, not so much in my physical world, but more in the feeling of my mind space and in my life in general. So I got thinking about what spaciousness means in regard to living a good life and how creating spaciousness in life can help with anxiety and stress. In context of living a good life, spaciousness refers to creating an expansive and balanced or harmonious way of living that allows for growth, well-being, and fulfillment. It involves creating room for what truly matters and cultivating a sense of internal and external openness. So, I wanted to go over a few points of what spaciousness can mean in relation to living a good life. It first off can give you the freedom to explore. Sometimes when we're anxious, we don't have this inner explorer. We're a little more shut down. So as we can bring more spaciousness into our life, it means having the freedom to explore your passions, interests, and life's possibilities. It involves giving yourself permission to try new things, take risks, which can be really helpful when you are struggling with too much stress and have fear around a lot of things, and step outside of your comfort zone. People with anxiety need to do more of this, or your world begins to get way too small. By embracing a mindset of openness, you can discover new talents, pursue meaningful experiences, and continually expand your horizons. Here's where living down the wormhole or in a chronic state of stress and anxiety can make life feel closed and so small, much smaller than we may care for. Next, spaciousness can give you time for reflection. And we know how important that is when we've been struggling with a lot of stress or when we've been anxious for a long time. Living a good life without chronic stress requires reflection and self-awareness. Spaciousness allows you to allocate time for introspection, contemplation, and self-reflection. By regularly stepping back from the busyness of life, we can gain insights into our values, priorities, and goals. This reflective practice helps us to align our actions with our authentic selves and make conscious choices that lead to a more fulfilling and peaceful life. And the piece I want you to hear here is conscious choices. So often, when we struggle with anxiety or chronic stress, we are not making conscious choices. We are living out of habit. Next is balance or harmony and well-being. Spaciousness involves balancing various areas of our life. And I also like to consider having all the areas of our life work in harmony. While we can't always have a perfect balance, we can have harmony with all the parts of our lives, as at times we need to give more attention to some areas in our life over others. This means allocating time and energy to different aspects such as work, relationships, our self-care, our personal growth, and our leisure time. By creating more spaciousness, you can avoid becoming overwhelmed or consumed by a single area. leading to a more holistic and fulfilling life. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's Prolon life.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Prioritizing your self-care, rest, and rejuvenation also contributes to your overall well-being. Next up is connection and relationships. Now, spaciousness emphasizes nurturing meaningful connections and relationships. It means creating the space in your life to cultivate and invest in relationships with family, friends, and your community. By fostering genuine connections, you can experience a sense of belonging, support, and love, which are essential components to a good life. And so many people that I work with do not have that sense of belonging or support. So it's really important that we tend to these connections. This doesn't mean you are deeply connected with every single person you know, but that you have the nurturing aspects around meaningful connections and relationships. You know where you can dive deeper and where you are keeping your boundaries strong. Next up is flexibility and adaptability. Living a good life often involves adapting to change, to challenges, and to the uncertainty of life. This is so difficult for the anxious soul. We have to learn how to adapt to change, challenges, and uncertainty. I don't think we came into this life with that really strong in us. But once I learned this myself, it really made a difference in my life. And spaciousness allows for flexibility and adaptability in our mindset and in our approaches to life. Being open and adaptable allows us to navigate the unexpected circumstances with greater ease, resilience, and grace. Next up is appreciation and gratitude. Spaciousness encourages us to slow down and appreciate the present moment. It involves cultivating gratitude for the simple joys and blessings in life. By developing an attitude of gratitude, we can find contentment and happiness in the here and now, rather than constantly striving for more. And finally, personal growth and fulfillment. Spaciousness allows personal growth and fulfillment. We can continuously evolve and expand our potential by creating room for self-discovery, learning, and pursuing our passions. This sense of growth and feeling of fulfillment contributes to a good life and one that is aligned with our values, our purpose, and our aspirations. By creating this spaciousness in our lives, we intentionally create a sense of openness, of ease, balance, and harmony in our daily routine and mindset. It involves making conscious choices to prioritize self-care, manage our time and our commitments effectively, and cultivate a peaceful environment. This practice can significantly help with anxiety and stress in a number of ways. Now, first off, it can reduce overwhelm. When our life feels cluttered and chaotic, it can contribute to overwhelming feelings and exacerbate anxiety and stress. By creating this spaciousness, we give ourselves room to breathe and think more clearly. You can simplify your schedule, declutter your physical space, and prioritize your tasks, which allows you to approach challenges with more calm and with a more centered mindset. Promoting mindfulness. Spaciousness encourages us to be present and mindful in each moment. So when we slow down and pay attention to the present moment right here, right now, we become more aware of what we're thinking, of how we're feeling, both in our emotions and our physical sensations. This awareness alone helps us to catch stress and anxiety triggers early, and it enables us to respond more skillfully and make conscious choices that support our well-being. So this practice of creating more spaciousness can also help us providing time for our self-care. Because when we prioritize our self-care, we are giving ourselves the crucial piece of managing anxiety and stress. We have to take care of ourselves. Nobody can do this for us. Creating spaciousness in our lives means setting aside dedicated time for activities that nurture and recharge you, whether it's engaging in hobbies or exercising, practicing your meditation or mindfulness, or simply spending time in nature. Self-care activities help to reduce our stress levels and promote a sense of well-being. You all know that, but we don't all take the time and space to do it, and it's important that we do. Now, this also helps us to enhance our boundaries, this spaciousness in our lives, because boundaries are essential for maintaining a healthy balance in our lives. And by creating the spaciousness in your life, you can establish and maintain clear boundaries that protect you. By protecting your time, your energy, and your emotional well-being. And again, nobody can do this for you because no one else knows what you need as deeply as you do. This involves learning to say no to excessive commitments, setting realistic expectations for yourself, and communicating your needs effectively. And I know that isn't easy. Many of us struggle with this, being able to communicate our needs effectively. But practice makes practice. We keep going. We get a little further every time we take a step in trying to do it better. When you have strong boundaries, you are better equipped to manage stressors and prevent them from overwhelming you. It also helps to foster reflection and growth time. Spaciousness allows us to take that step back and reflect and gain perspective on our lives. We often don't take that moment to look. When I'm working with clients, I often say, wait a minute, you don't see the changes, but I want you to take a minute and think about the first time we met and how you were feeling. And so often their eyes will light up because they're thinking just about how they felt yesterday or maybe 1 week ago. But when we stop and look back at where we have truly come from, we get a good look at how far we have come. This is a true perspective on our life. When we create mental and physical space, we can evaluate our priorities, our values, and our goals more effectively. And this self-reflection helps us to make intentional choices that are aligned with our lives and pursue our personal growth. It also helps us to identify any patterns or triggers contributing to our anxiety and stress when we take that good hard look. And this empowers us to address them proactively. And when we have more spaciousness in our life, we are actually cultivating resilience. We develop resilience in the face of anxiety and stress. Believe it or not, we do. We have gone through so much, we become resilient in ways we haven't even imagined. And when you have a well-balanced and nurturing lifestyle, you can begin to build a strong foundation to cope with life's challenges better. And the more that you can cope with them, the more resilient you become. This practice of spaciousness enhances your capacity to bounce back, to adapt, and find calm amidst the adversity. And I know anyone who has gone through anxiety or chronic stress has become resilient. You may not have been resilient in the beginning, but by going through this journey with us here on this show, you have gained and cultivated resilience. And it was because you were facing anxiety and stress. So what would a practice of spaciousness look like? It can take a lot of different forms, and I want you to find what works best for you. That's the most important. It could be by simplifying your schedule, taking a look at what your commitments and responsibilities are, identifying the tasks and activities that are not essential or aligned with your priorities, and learning to say no to excessive demands on your time and energy, and create a schedule which allows for plenty of rest and rejuvenation. It could be decluttering your personal space, your physical space. I was talking about decluttering my mind, but you can also do well by decluttering your physical space. Practicing mindfulness. This is where our breathing, our mindful walks, being in nature, and doing our meditation comes in. It could be establishing stronger boundaries. It could be engaging in self-care for the first time. Many people listen and hear those words, but don't put it into practice. It could be creating downtime, allowing yourself regular periods of rest and relaxation. Schedule time for doing nothing, staring out the window as you're holding a warm cup of tea. Or engaging in leisure activities, or simply being with yourself. And it could be reflecting, and setting intentions. Take time for introspection and self-reflection. It can be however you feel it needs to be. Remember, creating spaciousness is a personal journey, and it may look different for each individual. It requires self-awareness, self-compassion, and a commitment to prioritizing your well-being. By incorporating spaciousness into your life, you can effectively manage anxiety and stress while cultivating a sense of peace and balance. And while we are cultivating these things, there is little room for added worry and anxiety. I hope this show has been helpful for you, and I hope that if you have a subject matter that you would like to hear talked about here, you send an email to anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. There is beauty and freedom in spaciousness, both externally and internally. And that's from Jack Kornfield. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.
I'd like to invite you to our exclusive group coaching membership. It's an opportunity to join a community of like-minded individuals that are committed to achieving their personal goal of living with more peace and calm. Our membership program offers you the chance to connect with a group of individuals who are dedicated to clearing their chronic stress, anxiety, and panic while living with joy. You'll have the opportunity to participate in live group coaching sessions with me. By becoming a member, you also gain access to exclusive resources and materials designed to support your healing, well-being, and growth. These include skill sheets, access to all the Anxiety Coaches Podcast episodes ad-free, and perhaps the most significant benefit of our membership program is the support and accountability that comes from being part of a group of like-minded individuals who are all striving towards similar goals. You'll be able to share your experiences and insights with coaches and group members, receive feedback and advice, and build relationships with people who share your desire to live with freedom from anxiety, worry, and negative thoughts. Start overcoming anxiety today and make it last a lifetime. Sign up for our group coaching membership today and take the first step toward unlocking your full potential for more peace and calm. Go to acpgroupcoaching.com. I'd love to see you in the group. acpgroupcoaching.com. The link is in the show notes.